What were you trying to say?
Monumentous. I'm a monumental. I was about to say
What?
monumental.
Monumentous
Momentous is
and
crazy.
monumental, you put them together?
I put it together. I feel like that could work. You know
What
what
was
my
the first
problem is? My
word?
problem is I don't say the messed up words confidently. If I say it confidently, people are like, "Oh man, I didn't even know that was a word."
You got to work on that to hear. I'd be saying a
Right.
lot of stuff wrong, but I say it confidently so nobody knows.
Yeah, that's true.
See?
Also, plus sometimes people just want to talk to you, man, because it's like they call you out on it. Now we got to hear you talk more, and your voice is just.
Shut up. That ain't the truth. That's true. Here The truth ain't in you. Shut up. go Roxy with her bullshit. Oh God. Y'all
What?
want to make a
Don't be
y'all want to make a
Roxy like
bet?
that.
Y'all want to make a bet on her Wi-Fi or her camera setup? But it is solar eclipse day, so there's no telling.
Nah,
Everybody's stuff could be
I'm
wrong every
so
other
sick of
day.
people using that bullshit.
What
My
does
life
that?
been fucked up before the solar eclipse.
What is it supposed to do? It's supposed to like mess with you in a good way or a bad way?
I mean, you know, the moon is the moon and the waves are connected, right? So like the waves are directly connected with the rotation of the moon. And so I don't know if, you know, going in front of the sun changes that energy, but you know how people say, you know, people believe that we all get energy from the sun as we do. But on a spiritual level, I don't know, bro. I'm not that deep into the spirituality of everything and you know, astrology. So I don't, people be like, yo, I'm a Aries rising and Sagittarius sleeping. I don't know what that shit, man.
Sleeping
Well, I heard they open
Sagittarius. portals, so to hear you can go back to the Shire.
Damn, is
Yes.
that a Hobbit joke? Yeah,
To
that could work. Mega,
the Shire.
I enjoyed you in Godzilla. I thought that was really dope that they gave you like ample screen time. You ran through
Thank
those
you
two
so
buildings.
much.
Yeah, no problem.
Look at Roxy's face.
What the hell
Oh.
kind of reveal was that?
I was shocked. I'm trying to fix my stuff.
Yeah, it was going haywire. It
It
would
was
go in and come out, go
haywire.
in. What was going
Yes.
on?
I don't know.
You got to stop buying your camera equipment off of Temu. We already talked about this.
The
Well, I
camera,
got an
it
old
looked crisp
desktop for
though.
$35.
Yeah, I finally hooked it up all the way, but I'm moving again. So I don't know.
Again? But
Hey,
wait, this is the move out of the cottage,
yeah,
right?
I'm about the cottage. Yeah,
Okay, gotcha.
I'll be moving.
When did you move into a cottage? The last one.
Yeah, you remember you said it looked like I was filming in a dog park for GQ birthday thing.
Oh, that did look like the outside of a cottage. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm moving to a normal people apartment.
She was living in MacArthur Park, like right by the swans in
It's
the La Ponce. Right
nice
next to
over
where they
there.
docked the swan boat. She was living right
It's always snacks over there.
there. Was living with Happy and Dopey.
Like,
I'm telling you, that's for the pigeons. Those aren't snacks. Those breadcrumbs are for the pigeons. You're eating feed. Stop eating feed.
You do need
That's funny.
a stand for that mic though. You just gonna go
Listen.
handheld. I wasn't planning on recording nothing this week. I forgot I was doing this. So I just got up. Oh my God. I
That's the
already
mic they say, let's get ready to
I gotta turn it upside down. Turn it upside
Right.
down.
Dang it. You
Oh,
should
let me do it. Let me
find
do it. Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, the Generation X
a
proudly presents to you.
Hey, that would be kind of hard if you
Just
podcasted like that,
dangling.
like the rappers be doing now. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna block your face though.
Yeah, it's a dumb idea.
Yeah, don't
Yeah.
do that.
We
No, hold
workshopped
on
it.
to
We
the mic.
tried. We
Yeah,
tried it.
yeah. Are
It's
those peaches or is that
the
jello?
jello with the oranges in it.
Oh, so you finna just take that to the face.
You got to. You be
You
using.
don't because they are utensils. You don't have to
But
take it
you.
to the face.
It looks stupid with a spoon. It don't taste the
No, it
same.
doesn't. What do you think? What do you think you look like
So
a Neanderthal just figuring out. You
y'all
lost
don't
your
take.
favorite rock, so
So
you can't eat it.
y'all don't take shots of.
I
Y'all
take
slurp it.
shots.
I've done it before.
Thank you, Pat. Act like I'm crazy.
That's if I didn't have a utensil, Roxy. You're an adult. Why don't you have utensils at your house?
Right. And also, nobody would be shocked that Pat had done that before. That's a very on-brand Pat thing.
How?
Pat, come on, man. You know. Come on. Come on.
It tastes better like
that.
You know.
If y'all walked in Pat's house and he had PB&J sandwiches cut up in triangles, nobody with the crust removed, nobody would be shocked by that. No, right? It would be pretty on brand.
Yeah. Wait, y'all cut into rectangles? I thought triangles was the
sandwich. We don't even cut it at all.
I don't eat it.
You still cut your PB&J in a triangle?
Diagonally? Yeah.
I feel like that is the elite way. If you gonna eat it, it gotta be diagonal. Up and down,
why don't you just eat it? I don't understand why you need to cut it.
Exactly.
As an adult.
That's what I was gonna say. If you don't eat the whole sandwich, then why the fuck we cutting it?
Because now the jelly sliding all out the back part, it's to hold it.
If you cut it, you have created another side for the jelly to come out of.
Okay, no, better angles over here.
Y'all don't like eating the points, the corners.
It's just more fun
when I bite it.
So you bite it in diagonal. You got food.
I bite a PB&J wherever the spirit leads me to, whatever side.
That sounded
freaky.
Leads me
is where that's going to get bit at. I don't have to make it into a triangle. Make it into a triangle, like. For grilled cheese and you dipping into a bowl, that makes sense, right? But if you just eat the whole sandwich, you ain't dipping into nothing. What about
club sandwiches? Those are always cut up.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, typically you're
because
not making that
thick.
At home.
You're supposed to cut thick sandwiches because that's harder to go. If you make it small, like
you have to make the noise. Scooby Doo as I eat all the snacks.
Jesus, Roxy, what the fuck?
Y'all know what time this was tonight?
Are you prepared for a nap? Are you gonna lay it down? Gonna tuck yourself in right after we film?
Hit me up. It always be right after the gym.
Roxy, I'd be ravenous. Always be hitting you up. We talked about this for 2 weeks. I tried to book you last week. You was like, "Hey, I can't do it," but I got you next week. I hit you last night just to remind you. You was like, "Oh, those squad cast eyes. You know what the fuck I'm hitting you up for."
What are squad cast eyes?
Because he didn't say nothing. He was just like,
"I said those eyes like bloop 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 bloop."
Hey, wait, I'm not letting this go, Lulu. When you make a sandwich, do you eat the whole? Do you eat the whole thing or do you cut it?
Cut it in half
in a triangle.
It depends how I'm feeling.
Mm. Specifically, PB&J.
Oh, PB&J?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't cut those no more. I eat that joint whole.
Boom. Oh, thank
you,
Lou.
So you're grown now.
Because you're an adult.
I keep the edges on and everything.
Oh, wait, come on, Lou. Sprinkle a little gunpowder on it. Say, and then you eat it.
Not gunpowder.
Then what do you eat? What do you cut in a triangle?
Niggas. Like if I have like a turkey sandwich, like something I have to actually hold, like my two hands together, I cut it in half.
You right, because it's too big, right?
You could one hand a PB&J. You could just like, you know what
I
mean? I
ain't putting enough PB and or J.
Damn, how heavy is your PB&J?
That shit thick, you know what I'm saying?
She do half a jar of peanut butter on one sandwich.
Damn.
You know, if you ever just ate peanut butter, it'd be so hard to like.
I love eating
with the spoon. You'd be spooning. Yeah.
Yeah, I do spoon the peanut butter. Yeah.
I have my own peanut butter jar.
I do too. Cause I like crunchy and the family likes creamy. So I get the crunchy honey peanut butter.
Ooh.
And they like the creamy honey peanut butter.
I like creamy honey. That's the one. The
unsweetened.
Of course,
that got nothing but peanuts in it.
Yeah, I'll be using Justin's peanut butter. It's just plain peanuts.
Justin,
y'all about to make it sweet with the jelly? What you need all that?
I don't be doing too much.
I'll be doing like low sugar, like jelly and shit like that.
A little Roxy marmalade.
Just eat a can of Planters and just pour some water in, shake that bitch up.
Dang.
Don't do my hands like that.
I need the most protein. Just get a can of peanuts.
Eating raw peanuts out the pervert. I do.
You say, wait. You be eating raw meat? What'd you just say?
Meat?
Okay. To hear
yes.
Now.
No.
Oh, well, I thought you said I do be eating raw meat though. I need to
cook. I bet that's what you thought I said.
Perfect. I was hoping that you weren't. I'm like, you can't eat all meat.
I mean raw salmon.
Okay.
Like the little on the sushi and shit.
Oh yeah.
Oh, sushi.
That's yeah, you was eating a little flame joint sometimes on top of it just to sear it a little.
Ooh, I like some seared. I like a seared tuna. Mm-hmm. No, I ain't just guzzling down raw meat like that.
I thought he was out in the water biting the salmon as they were jumping.
Oh, I'm a bear.
Man, I'd love to guzzle some raw meat, but that's
hey, good. Yo.
Guzzle. Oh, Luke.
It's a talking about family show.
Damn.
Is it a family show?
I mean,
damn it.
Well, little pink on the inside.
They gonna learn today. Have y'all ever had lox?
Ooh, I love lox.
How was everybody's weekend before we get into it?
I'll be smashing some lox.
I ain't do nothing this weekend, finally.
Oh, word. All right. That's great. Get your nice little rest time up, Lou. That's what's up.
I went to a farm.
I went to a play.
You went to a play?
At the Pasadena Playhouse.
Oh, how was it?
It was amazing. It was about this Spanish girl who is mad that she's the only one in her family who don't speak Spanish. And everybody else speaks Spanish but her.
That's the whole plot?
Yeah.
Is it spoiler alert. Damn.
Huh?
Is it because she's the youngest? And they?
Oh, it's a woman. Have you ever seen the show Once Upon a Time? It's a woman. She plays Regina, the evil queen.
Oh, I love her.
So, yeah.
Oh, so this was like a big production. I thought you were saying, yeah, my homie was in the play type shit.
Oh, no. That's a real legit thing.
Okay. Oh, don't. I was like, yeah, I supported my homie. You know what I'm saying? They trying to get,
it was the closing night. So it was the last show of the whole production. So it was pretty dope.
Is there a comedy?
Yeah, it was a comedy. It was pretty dope.
So she was just like, what the hell is everybody saying?
Obviously, there's more to it than that. Right. But that's the premise of it. The whole concept is like, she's a Latina who doesn't feel Latina enough. And her daughter speaks Spanish. The husband speaks Spanish. And the daughter comes home with a boyfriend who's Mexican. But he turns out to be a white Mexican. Hmm. And chaos ensues. So
that's always my favorite plot point.
Lou, you speak Spanish? Chaos.
Not as good as I should. I'm the only one in the family who doesn't speak it fluently.
So it's a biography.
Yeah, basic. I was really mad as shit watching this play. I was like, man, I was like, first of all, somebody stole my life. this is my shit right here.
Did anybody else hear your kid speak Spanish?
Huh?
Poquito. Muy poquito. Muy. Very little.
Barely.
Does that mean that's the only thing you know how to say?
That and Rogers.
I know some like cuss words.
Of course,
I want to learn. I need to learn. It's crazy. I should know it.
Yeah.
Hey, I finally went past daily. That was your high school, right, Pat? What high school did you go to?
Hamilton.
Hamilton. Okay. All right. Maybe that's what.
What is daily?
Telling everybody business. What if
where's Hamilton at? Where's Hamilton at? Is that like on?
It's off Robertson, off the 10. Robertson and what's the cross street? The major cross streets is Venice.
Okay, so no, I went past another one. So okay,
that what is daily school. Though?
I thought it was a high school.
Come on, Dorsey.
Dorsey, maybe it was Dorsey. That's off the 110, right by like 92nd Street or something like that.
I've never been to Dorsey, low key.
Hey, nigga, I was driving over there. I went to go look at an old school. I was looking for an old school, and the area. I was just like, I'm not test driving this car over here.
Yeah, see, that's why I never been over there.
You've never lived outside of LA, Pat?
Uh-uh.
Dang.
LA that sucks.
I was like, well, how does that suck?
Because you ain't never lived nowhere but one city.
But everybody trying to live here.
No, right, but they've been other places. They've lived other places. I'm just saying.
I've been other places.
You haven't lived nowhere else.
For extended periods of time.
You lived. We know you was a nomad going around LA living in.
Oh, she was going to say ho. I heard it.
He was living everywhere, and he was like, he was homeless like you. Okay, Roxy, you
I'm got in the same
MO. Y'all just be traveling everywhere. Hey, Pat did.
Pat did change houses. Money. Like, I think he went through three or four houses in the span of 2 years.
Oh, yeah, same. Okay,
it was once a year, but one time was twice a year.
Yeah, same.
And that was excessive. Yeah.
Because sometimes it's like, I just want to see if I like it. And then it's like, oh, I don't like this. And then I leave.
I didn't dislike any of them, though. That was, they were all fine.
Roxy, you need to stay in a hotel, baby. That's
were you house sitting?
Roxy, that's hotel behavior. You need to find a Red Roof Inn or a Motel 6 or Snooty Fox or something like that.
Snooty Fox is crazy.
What the hell is that? Is that
you don't know what the Snooty Fox is? What do you think?
It sounds like an hourly.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes.
You go in there to get some ass and smoke some grass. Or smoke some glass, rather. Not weed.
Snooty Fox?
Smoke some glass?
Aw.
Damn.
It's funny.
So y'all don't be
moving. Somebody casually asked me if I knew where to get some glass from. And I didn't even know that was a term
for crystal. Is that crack?
That's a crystal. Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was because of the pipe.
No, yeah. It looks like glass. You ain't see... Breaking Bad.
It like, looks like glass.
I don't remember.
Like little blue glass. Like,
he asked, it's okay. Yeah. So casually, we had a wedding. He was like, "Hey man, you know where I can get some glass from?"
It was a and black was like, person.
For real?
All black.
All black.
They're out there. And it was this craziest thing because he was like, I just want to get a little bit. You know, I go to my guy, he want me to get like $5,000 worth. I'm like, I'm just trying to get fucked up for a little weekend, not for the whole month. And I was just like.
How much is meth? I thought it was
evidently
cheap,
not
but
cheap.
Why, but like, why would you want that? Like,
that's a lot.
I guess because the person he buys it from only deals in big quantities, man. I don't know. He don't. Meth. I guess it doesn't sound like he's dealing with somebody in lower management.
Maybe try heroin first before you go to the meth.
Terrible advice.
that is not helping, man. That is not.
If the choices are heroin and meth,
mm-hmm.
you Neither. Gonna go meth.
Why's heroin better?
Is it hard to make meth?
Listen, I'm not going to do this. Seems like a perfect spot for us to jump into today's first episode. First topic. Jesus.
You could blow up making meth.
Make heroin.
Making meth is like trying to fry a turkey in the house. You know, you're not supposed to.
What a fat analogy.
It's way worse. You could die. You could inhale fumes. You could blow up. Can you imagine blowing up, rolling a joint? That's crazy.
Shout out to the special guest today, Roxy Hayes, and we got the squad here. We got Lulu Gonzalez, Meg Scoop, Patrick Cloud. I'm to hear more. We're gonna jump into this first topic right after this. All right, first topic of the day, we have survived in a pitch black cave with one person for a week versus in a forest alone for 1 week. Now, here's the thing with the pitch black cave, you can't see at all for that week. It is pitch black. So you can't
make a fire
around any of that type of stuff. You don't have the capabilities to have a fire, but you do have like some food that you could just grab out of whatever you had it in and water bottles, but you have no light. Pitch black.
So pitch black for a week with what?
With a friend, like your best friend, whoever, someone you trust, you are completely alone in a rainforest.
Rainforest? For the same amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Can you pick the person?
Yeah, or is you get it to a pick random? The person. Okay. No, you get to pick the person.
And you said rainforest, not just forest, because that changes the game.
Well, you know what? Let's just do forest.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Let's just do forest.
Okay.
Which one was worse?
Do you have weapons? In either scenario.
You can find something in that forest to make a weapon out of.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I ain't bring no provisions. It's just body. I'm out here.
Yeah, no. The provisions only come with the cave scenario because it's pitch black, so you can't see anything.
Okay, okay. What? Sorry, I have like three more questions.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Where the forest at? Do I pick what forest? Or am I just dropped in the forest?
You're dropped in the forest.
It's a
North American forest though.
Okay.
So you'll be familiar with the animals
with
that
terrain.
That terrain.
Mm-hmm. Nobody familiar with that terrain.
Right. None of us are.
I used to hang out in some forests in Houston. That's why I'm like, okay, if it's a Houston forest that I'm familiar with.
Houston forest.
Houston forest?
That flat ass.
That's a backyard.
A flat ass forest.
That's a botanical garden. Who's talking about?
Flat as fuck, girl.
No, grills ain't never been to no damn Houston forest.
All I needed was a yes or no. I don't. Why are y'all firing up our agriculture? It was trees. Yeah, thank you. Damn, what is y'all? I never heard nobody come there. Oh, y'all had shit in that forest. It was so stuff.
Forest?
It was. What constitutes as a forest? It's just open space with trees.
What do you think a forest is?
I'm Googling forest because
there's a bunch of trees.
And then you go walk to the corner store or something.
Oh, okay.
No people just
don't work like that.
You hear cars. It's not
a
forest.
That's called a park, okay. Nigga.
Forest is open wilderness.
You are visiting, bitch. That's what that is. That is,
you're just walking by some trees.
Let me see.
So wait.
And they're both for a week, though, right? To here,
both for a week.
And the cave is like, is it dangerous? Like, you don't know what's in it, or is it just it's just pitch black? That's the only problem.
It could be dangerous, but for the most part, you're safe. You're safe. You got provisions. You got somebody with you. You just can't see.
But
so you don't know, like,
them with me if I can't even see them.
You can
so
feel
you don't
them.
Go crazy by yourself
and
people.
Them and you can hear them.
I'll be all right. I talk to myself all the time. I'm great company.
Y'all can smash in the forest. Make the
Who's
time go. If
the
I'm
forest?
In there for a week, we smash.
That's the cave.
Doing?
That's
we
the cave, Roxy.
Yeah, the cave. I'm sorry. Yeah. We just in the black, feeling each other's bodies. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to be musty by day two.
I'm gonna be musty.
Hey, listen, nigga,
getting it in.
Musty, your breath gonna be dog nasty by day two.
And you gonna be sleeping on them rocks and shit. Right. Like,
you got, right. You got. Listen, this is a breathe through your mouth type of situation, guys. Nobody's breathing through their nose on this one. Okay, let's just.
Oh, ain't no toilet paper.
Yeah, now that's the thing.
Either
I was
scenario,
about.
Though.
At least in the forest, you can move
you
around, take a
you
shit over
leave.
Here, sleep somewhere else. But in that cave, y'all gonna have to shit at some point. So now you got to try
to
crawl around
shirt.
To find the shit area.
Ugh,
you don't try to touch it. Why would you use your shirt?
What else I'm going to use in the cave?
The shirt is all you have for the week, though.
We going to cut off a
put
sleeve.
Put you in the dark, does it matter?
Yeah, rip off a sleeve.
And then reuse that sleeve?
You fold it over. Fold it over.
You bite
it. Horrible
you
advice.
What you gonna shit on? Rocks? Gravel booty? What you gonna use?
No, I'm gonna go to the river and bidet my ass in
oh,
the
in
water.
The, in the cave?
No, I'm not going in the cave. Fuck that. But that's too much.
You said bidet my ass.
I don't know. Isn't it, is there something that happens if you're
in
too
in
much darkness to your eyes?
You go crazy. You gonna go blind?
Let me look this up.
Damn, what if you accidentally shit on your friend?
Or you roll over.
Well, then they got to pay you when you get out. That's
or they shit
how that
on
works.
You. Okay. To
hey, I saw a comment under this question that said, what if the rescue team came when you, if you choose the cave and they tell you you were the only one in there? After a week, they're like, we told you, we only found one person. There was nobody else in there with you.
That sucks.
Like, I would spend the rest of my life trying to figure out if I was crazy or if somebody still is in
or
there.
They left. Yeah, what if they die in there? What if y'all in there and then all of a sudden they just die? And you just in there with this dead body of your friend for the rest
of
the week.
You was inhaling all your shit fumes.
Hey, babe, that's why I can't do the cave. I shit too much. That shit way too much for that cave.
Oh my god, that would be horrible. That's a punishment for Roxy's partner.
Shut up, Pat. Everybody shit 5 times a day.
Like,
so
hey, we've been here an hour. Shit twice. I'm picking forest. Fuck that.
Yeah, forest.
Yeah. I'll take my chances.
I need to
see.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be in these Houston forests.
That's what I'm saying. Lulu, next time we're going. We go, it's nice, it'd be grass. You go get a blunt before we go.
There's
it's
so much like there's so many insects. That's the only part I'm like.
Bugs well, got insects? They got probably worse insects.
In the cave.
But he said it's like virtually safe. So it's
but
a
bug can still crawl up your butthole. That's what I'd be like. You can't see. You don't know what's in there. I've seen this
why
bear.
Your butthole towel is exposed like that.
I don't, it's going your pants. You don't know shitting. It's dark. Yeah.
So out of all the places of your body, right. It's going not to bypass mouth, your hair, not your a nose, eyes, not an ear.
It's going in the butt. Because
it's looking for another dark hole.
Yeah, thank you, Lulu.
Matt, a darker hole in the dark.
An ear.
Your booty hole, brown.
That animal has to go up her pant leg. It has to get the underwear. It has to get and everybody. Hey, everybody knows Roxy looks
You've
like
you've never
wears...
been bit by a bug before, have you?
In your booty, Craig?
No, I you said booty hole. You said go up your booty hole. That's what
they
you said.
They gonna go up your booty hole.
Now, when it gets to the cheeks, it's free game because Roxy ain't got no cheeks. It's just,
hey, it's a cheek. It's just hard.
It's
so it's gonna be
back,
a little
and then
work.
There's a butthole right about 2 inches.
Well, that's why ain't nothing going up your assholes. Well,
that's
it
true.
Might your booty hole kind of gaping.
You sound jealous. Don't
it's gonna get through once it get through the cheeks though. It's open season because it's just a
oh,
gaping crevasse.
So
yeah,
so I don't know what you talking about.
I'm talking about the hole.
Them bugs gonna be like, yo, we need.
It's
that.
Like we up in here. It's warm. It's already open. Somebody's done the work for. For us, we just go march on
and
in.
Smell like old hot dogs in here. That's the here.
Shut up, Meg.
It's from the pegging. So yeah, I feel like I'm going forest. Cave don't sound fun. I don't see any perks other than having another person with me.
I'm going to the forest too. Forest.
And the cheeks are hard. I'm finna send you some nudes. Keep playing with my cheeks.
Get blocked in the forest.
No. Look at these hard buns.
If you want to, Roxy gonna send me a picture of two bricks next to each other.
Don't draw it in the sky. Don't draw it in the sky.
Two cinder blocks right next to each other.
Hey, it's 450 deadlift, baby.
All right. Well, let's put it to a vote, man. Pat, where you going?
I'm going with this.
Hey,
Roxy, you just sending your news to everybody. You ain't got no tact. Jesus.
No, go ahead. I'm going,
I want to be
forest.
Mad, but it's funny.
I'm gonna take my chances with the Houston Forest.
Let's go.
Forest.
The Forest.
Forest.
All right, Forest has it on that one. We're gonna jump into this next topic right after this. Next topic of the day, shut up, Roxy. We have testify against a parent versus testify against your partner.
Ooh. Damn.
Now, Luke, for this scenario, Luke, this is a partner that you've been with for a couple years. Y'all live together. There's love attached.
Okay.
All of that. Okay.
Are we married?
You can be married if you're not married. Because
then I don't have to testify if we're married, right? Isn't it, what's that shit called?
It's against the law.
Something,
yeah. So, no, not married then.
Yeah, you can't testify against
law order SVU be showing that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can't you can't snitch on your wife?
Uh-uh.
Nah, B.
Nah, not legally.
So what is it, parent or partner?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just your girlfriend.
But you love this person, though. You want to marry this person. Y'all engaged. You already planned out the wedding.
I want to marry him.
Spousal privilege.
He proposed.
Ooh.
You got the ring. Wedding plans are in place.
Okay.
Honeymoon's paid for. All of that shit is.
And how long we been together?
4 years.
How long it take him to ask me to marry him?
Oh, my God.
A year and 1 month.
Oh, y'all been saving for several years? That's smart.
Yeah.
But your mama been around forever.
Hey, I can go ahead and answer right now.
Well,
I don't like my mama,
crime,
so she going
though?
To jail. She can go to jail.
It's something for 15 years minimum.
15 years?
Oh, my mama going to die in prison. My
I
mama old as
mama
hell.
In prison?
Damn, I don't even like her, but I don't want her to go to jail.
All right, so all right, what's a reasonable year? About? Let's 7 years.
Seven? Oh, she can do
seven,
that.
No, seven is still OD.
She
my mama
that.
Fragile.
She got that.
Hey, can she cook?
Listen, she got is,
if she can cook, she gonna be valuable in there.
My mama can cook. Oh, my mama 75'4".
I'm saying my mama 5'1". She a real petite Latina. She all she do was cook and pray. Like she not gonna make.
Oh, they probably gonna give her the bump. No, they gonna give her the bottom bump. She gonna be good. She gonna give on a lower tier, so she ain't got to go up the stairs.
Nah. Is it like?
She
is it federal?
Closest to the showers too, so she can just go right there. She good.
Nah. Is it federal? Is it nice or is it like What was the crime?
What was it? What's the crime?
Was she stealing?
Okay, listen.
My mom was stealing.
I won't say Rico. A crime, but I'll say that they're going to jail for 5 to 7. They're going to a federal prison. All right. Damn. So the amenities will be better. The facility will be better. All right. Okay. But it's still prison. It won't be jail.
Okay.
It's prison.
And no, I ain't gonna say that. I'm gonna sound like a whole
I can't
person.
Do that to my mama. He can go.
She can go.
Roxy, are you saying she can go?
Yeah, she can go. Okay, here's why. Okay, this is gonna sound. There's no way to put. Hey, I was raised by my daddy. If it was my daddy,
You have to snitch on your daddy then.
No, my parent. She was still a parent. She just wasn't around. Has to go to jail. She was not dead. He didn't say the parent that. Well, he did.
Your favorite.
It's the parent that was parenting. Okay.
Dig him up.
Yes. Yeah, you tried to throw your mama in there. You're afraid.
You ain't talk to your mama. You was like,
I talked to her. She got Alzheimer's. That's why I'm like, if she go to prison, she ain't gonna know.
Nah, you they gotta go with the parent that was parenting.
Well, I'm saying, but he's
trying to put
deceased.
Your mama in a
give Roxy a different one.
That's what I'm saying. He did. So how he gonna go to jail? This when he was alive.
Oh, your dad's dead.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. So I'm gonna dig up my daddy.
Okay.
Put my mama.
I mean, with all of these hypothetical situations, all of these hypothetical situations. So this could have been when he was still alive. Obviously. Oh.
Are you going to weekend at Bernie's, your dead daddy? That's what you was thinking about.
That's
Bernie's?
What I'm saying. Who go?
Is it the weekend at Bernie's? Is Groundhog Day?
You know what I'm saying? You know what's crazy? I wouldn't. I still put my mama before my dead daddy in jail. His corpse. I'm putting her alive body in jail. Damn. So if I gotta pick, spouse though, it's gonna have to be. You know, I ain't gonna have. She gonna die in there because she gonna be like 87.
Oh my God!
So I'm gonna just okay.
I appreciate the thought process that you're putting in it, though. You ain't just running it off.
This ain't like we're so. Wait. What if I'm Polly? Then which one go in? Which one go in? The main one.
Your favorite one.
The one will be flipping.
The one that's paying for everything. The one that's paying for everything.
Hey, this shit getting hard. This has been the hardest one yet.
This is the easiest one.
The one that pay for shit?
Look. I'm against everybody right now. So
my heart.
Pat gonna pick the partner.
Yeah.
All day.
I'm not snitching on my parents.
He got the greatest relationship with his parents. He gonna Lula gonna pick a partner as well because she's been single for a while, so she don't really understand how love works. Roxy is gonna pick her mom because she love her dad. And Meg is probably gonna pick a calculator or something like that.
That's
I am interested to know what Meg would pick. That's tough because
Meg not gonna let her parents go to jail. She's not gonna let her. She ain't
too
gonna
Asian
let
for that. They not. Yeah. They don't play that shit.
They do not. It's very much.
I know, but like my husband's a strong man. He'll be fine. He'll survive. He'll create a gang there. He's good. He gonna run.
He'll create a gang. What do you
gonna make his own gang?
He'll thrive. He's
what do you
strong,
think happens
in federal
there?
Prison?
Is what
in federal prison?
He's a strong man. I believe in him wholeheartedly.
I mean,
I know he'll
could
be
join
fine.
A gang.
That's way more likely.
Right.
He said, start a gang. All right, guys, we're the Jaguars.
They're not going to let
us.
Maybe as time goes on, he'll have the power to create a gang.
No, she said it like they were going to submit paperwork and get approved.
He got his LLC.
I would like to start a gang, please.
He'll be fine. My best friend? Wait, is
no,
that
no,
what was
it's
it?
A parent?
It's a parent.
Parent or
significant
other.
I'm about to say best friend.
That was the last.
Yeah, I think I'd have to. I have to testify against my husband. Oh no, but we're one, so I testify against him. I testify against myself.
Yeah, you
can't do that. You can't testify. So it has to be before y'all got married.
Raising a kid and having them snitch on you is
insanity. And they looking at you every day like, oh, you a snitch. You snitched on our dad.
Okay, well, before marriage, then I would have to testify against him. He'll survive.
Dang.
My poor dad will not. And I don't know if they let CPAP machines in the prison. My dad need his CPAP.
They'll give you a CPAP, CPAP, I think. Yeah, I think they'll give you a CPAP.
That's a weapon. You can use that cord to strangle somebody.
You gotta go to the nurse. Listen,
you ain't gonna use that cord to strangle nobody. You know you want to go to sleep that night.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck how bad this motherfucker make me. I like sleep more than I like get back.
And you gotta go in the infirmary to sleep. They're not gonna let you sleep in gym.
Wait, what? For real?
Yeah, they're gonna let you in gym pop with the damn CPAP.
The infirmary.
So you have to sleep in the infirmary?
No, don't listen to Roxy.
So they're gonna let you put your shit up in jail. They're gonna be like, all right, everybody. Yeah, huh? You cannot be in your cell with no damn CPAP.
You would definitely be in the infirmary.
Well, because prison is different though. You have different luxuries in prison than jail.
You talking about federal? Somebody gonna steal prison. Your CPAP and be slinging that shit.
They're gonna trade it for noodles.
That's what I'm saying. You know
how wild that is to trade a CPAP.
Wearing your mask and shit like, babe, you is not
right. And people just keep that would be so fun if you had the only CPAP and people just kept stealing it and every day was a different person using it.
What you gonna do for it?
I'm trying to turn that shit into a hookah.
Ooh, that'd be fire.
That's so fucked up, man. Y'all don't know how these things work. That's not how CPAPs work, guys.
It could, but it's funny.
it's air blowing out of it. You could smoke it.
Put that little oodle of noodle ramen in my
yeah. My daddy had a CPAP. That's why he couldn't go to jail.
Right, it got water. You can blow that water.
You can make that into a hookah, put a little ramen juice in there.
Shit gonna stink.
Y'all are wilding right now.
Somebody didn't turn the CPAP to a damn.
I told Roddy, yesterday was Roddy Jordan's birthday. I said his CPAP is a 2-in-1 air fryer.
Oh.
Damn. Realistically, somebody's probably gonna just put it up their ass and then make you sleep with it on.
Oh, somebody turned the CPAP to a bong. You can't see shit; it's blurred. Somebody turned the CPAP to a bong.
Wait, let me see.
It's blurred, and I can't unblur it, baby. I'm not finna do that to myself. So I will text you this picture.
Yeah, your background blurry is like overly blurry. Like, yeah. Jesus.
I know earlier, did y'all see earlier when Roxy was drinking? It like blurred the drink out like she was drinking something illegal.
The logo?
What are you hiding?
I gotta get out of here.
Something bigger from a cave.
Jesus Christ.
That's a big blur.
That shit's on 100.
I don't know.
They said no logos. That's crazy.
That's like
you
say antifreeze.
Anything that's not in front of you will be blurred, Roxy. That's what it's basically showing.
But it's not
blurring your hands, though.
Or my mic.
It was blurring the mic a little bit. When you go above your head, it blurs it. See? So it's like you must have a smart tracker on or something like that. And it's...
Thank you, Kadeem, for this good-ass camera.
Oh, well, if Kadeem did it, then yeah, that's why it's like that, yeah.
That's crazy.
You know I ain't do it.
Yeah, I didn't know. I mean, Roxy, you are pretty tech-savvy somewhat.
Thank you.
Well,
I'm just poor. Nerd.
All right, let's put it to a vote.
God damn.
Let's put it to a vote. We go a parent or partner?
Parent.
Partner.
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 Oh, what you got to hear?
Oh yeah, you ain't even saying that. You over there telling
it. I'm gonna send this to Farron. So say it.
You gonna send Farron to the slammer,
or my poly partner? You know I'm going poly partner.
He too horny to give up Farron.
He too horny.
He not gonna look. He look at him now. He think about all the strokes.
And you did not answer the poly. Well, no, you said the one that's paying the bills. So,
yeah. All right, man, let's move on to the next topic.
No.
We had to do it, and you got to do it.
It don't matter which one I pick.
No, we want to hear the reason.
Partners do have it.
Man, none of this matters.
I had to tell you my mama was a bad guy.
I'll text y'all.
No, say it. That's not how we do this.
So you lock it fair enough. That's why you don't want her to see it. Exactly, we got our answer, you know she Meg.
Beat you up in your sleep.
Listen, Farron has big hands. She'll be fine in there.
She gonna fart in your sleep.
She
gonna
fart. She got big hands.
Let it cook.
Let it cook.
That's crazy. Farron, he said he gonna lock you up.
I don't know. It's a hard one, man. That's a really hard one for me.
You gonna lock your mama up?
You know what's great? Nah, we'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it later.
Nah. Moving on to this next one. See?
We're gonna jump into this final topic right after. That's crazy. Last topic of the day, we have: would you rather teleport anywhere?
Yep, instantly, that one.
Yep.
Versus time travel.
Teleport. Ooh. Teleport.
Time travel.
If I could teleport back in time.
No.
Yeah, that's not what you're saying.
You're teleporting on a linear timeline. Yeah.
Time, so you can only jump not, to like. It's time is infinite.
There's a wizard. Your choices are teleporting back in time, linear, same time.
Time travel is forward or backwards.
I don't need to go backwards. You can ruin everything.
Facts. Yeah. That's depressing.
Like, your life will get so much better.
Man, listen. If you think I'm not gonna go back to my high school self, it's like, hey man, save all this White Castle's money and put all that shit into Apple stock.
Save all this White Castle too.
Yeah. Listen, if you went back and told your former self, your younger self, to like invest this money in it, whatever, to like you told yourself also don't tell anybody about this. Do you think yourself would listen to you?
No. Because who are you? I wouldn't even think that was real. I'd be like, bitch, get out of here. What's going on?
You look just like yourself, though.
Yeah, but no, I would think I'm crazy. Who the fuck are? I would try to fight me. Because why are you talking?
I would do it, but I would tell somebody. They wouldn't believe me, but
I would have to ask myself, man, show me something from the future. And I pull out my iPhone, like, oh shit, that's kind of dope.
I mean, if it was you, I would believe. If I came up to me, I would believe it.
That's what I'm saying. It's you. You go back to your former self, your past self.
What if your future self was like shaved bald with like two kids and a wife?
And that's decrepit.
Crazy. And came back to say, hey, Pat, like, would you listen?
I'd be like, how'd you fuck up?
That's crazy.
Exactly.
What was the date? Where did it go wrong?
Yeah, what day did you say fuck everything? I'll sleep in that day.
It always ends up fucking something else up though whenever you go back. Like, it's never just like, oh, everything's okay because you took that money. Where did that come from? Mm-hmm. That fucks up something else in the timeline.
Well, that's why I said I would take the money that I had already made. This is money that I had already accumulated from my job and I was saving. This is not like going out and get it.
But what if, like, you didn't spend that dollar and then you didn't meet Farron because this didn't happen? Like, that's the risk you take when you go back in time.
That is the risk that you take.
So you like, oh, so you don't want to meet Farron? Farron is twice. Farron is twice.
Let me tell you something. I love her to the moon and back, okay? However, twice. On a different level, on a different playing field, and how many more people I can help. I still would have met her because I still would have been at the same school.
Wait, hold on. When you say time travel, that means you can go to the future too, not just the past.
Yeah. Forward and backwards on the time travel.
See, here's the only, I love time travel, right? I love all things time travel, movies, shows, everything. I've always wanted to time travel. However, going backwards as a Black person, not so fun. Going forward...
I'm saying
historically, like in the U.S. definitely wouldn't be in the U.S.
If I would have gone to Tulsa though before it was destroyed.
Yeah, I mean you could.
Black Wall Street.
I wouldn't do time travel. I could like that because I know I'm gonna change history. Like I'm going back to plantations. When niggas just got
with a gun,
with the stick. Nigga, fucking 60 bullets.
Yeah, you would become a slave. Why does everybody think that they could just go right. and
when off, I'm going back,
all the slaves.
You think you're gonna go there, shoot them, kill them, and then teleport and time travel back right after it's done?
Yeah. And then I'll become a mystic figure, and they be like, "Oh, this old wise tale of the man traveling from the
and then because you the did future that, the coming back kill a slave owners will increase the security.
Damn,
it'll be a whole new other revolution.
And what if they just killed all the slaves, and then there was no black people when you got back?
Oh, see, that's like, what I'm saying. That's what you can't. That's what I'm like. I just the thought of, because I would want to kill somebody. But like somebody I know that did something, I would want to murder them. So I'm like, I'm not even finna do that to myself.
If we're teleporting, right? Am I the only person teleporting, or there's other teleportees out there?
No, just you. You're the only person.
No more traffic.
Ooh.
Yeah, but then.
Oh, you talking about, okay, when you teleport like that. No, no, no. So in both of these instances.
Yeah, that's true.
In both of these instances, it's just you. Only you could teleport. Right.
You can't take nobody.
But if you got a little sneaky link and y'all stay in different cities, hey, ooh, meet me here. You go early. You there a day before they get there so you get to relax.
I guess the question is, what kind of, are you just trying to live your life or are you trying to make impact? Because I don't see how you can go time travel forwards and back and not try to make a change. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because yeah. you're going to learn stuff yeah. or you will take stuff with, like, I just...
Well.
Do you want to change the world or you just want to live your life?
As Doc Brown said, he made a time machine for research and and study history.
Not but you can go forward anything. In this scenario.
He
said not
to go change
forward.
Anything.
You're going to step on a butterfly effect. And that butterfly.
Here's the way, look, boom. Go back to dinosaurs, right?
Hear me out.
I'm just saying, this is another way you can get rich. Go back to dinosaurs, find where some dinosaurs died or something like that, mark it on a map, something like that, then go back and just start recovering fossils and shit, donate
killed.
That shit, get money that way.
You or know how big dinosaurs were? That you're gonna get murdered.
Do some shit with some
and
treasure.
You know, Pangea, so where you marking on a map ain't gonna be there because Pangea done moved all the continents. All right,
we'll go back to a pirate ship time, steal some fucking gold, so they can bury that.
No, they're gonna take your booty. Yours specifically. That's what pirates do.
That's why he wanna go back there.
All right.
That's what they do. Like, I don't, there's
they
nothing
got
in the
legs.
Past.
It's easy pegging.
You gonna
know?
Get
easy
yo,
pegging.
What?
Easy pegging is crazy.
That was good. That was good. I know it was at your expense to hear, but that was hilarious.
Easy pegging.
What a peg leg is crazy. But I just don't see any perks to it. Like as a black woman, they gonna try to I love like Jane Austen. But like Meg was saying, it's racism back there. They gonna try to capture
and
me.
Sexism too.
Yeah, they gonna they used to like
heavy
you know,
sexism.
R word and be pillaging. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, do you get to when you time travel, wild. You get to choose where you're traveling to, right?
Yeah. It's not random.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
I'm good.
Teleportation is the only answer. Time travel is just like why what would I even do?
Now I'm sad.
Again, that's because you ain't trying to change the world. You're just trying to live your life.
Now I just want to go see if R. Kelly really know how to hog tie people.
That's all you would do.
There he is.
I would
is.
Go back to major events like wars and stuff like that from a safe distance and look like, oh, that's
ain't
crazy.
No safe distance to here.
You're getting bombed. What? Why you want to live so dangerously? What do you do? I want to go in the middle of war and have them shoot my foot
that's
off.
That's insane. To hear would never come back and be like, oh yeah, he wanted to go see the Civil War up close.
What is he? I see this shit going on, man.
It's like, oh, that's what y'all was doing. You guys see some horrible shit.
Like Game of Thrones and all those medieval shows where like the people on the front line just be running and they got their spears and they just running to each other. I want to see what that shit
you
really
just in the
looked
middle.
Like in real life. Like,
you know,
blood
there's no hot
and
dogs
agony.
Back then, right?
You said what?
There's no hot dogs back then.
You don't know they had sausage? They definitely had sausage back then.
Oh, they did make sausage back then.
But it's
staying. I'm straight.
You know how much boo-boo? Because they didn't have toilets. So you
hygiene.
Gonna be looking in shit and boo-boo and blood
death. Listen, I hear what y'all saying, man, but I'm going to have that stick on me. Okay.
Well, how so that's gonna help the doo-doo?
Hey, nigga, what are you doing here? You let out 30 shots on that stick in like 1 second, be like,
okay, we got another clip?
Huh?
I'm gonna take a couple clips on a utility belt.
Hey, listen, I'll dress like Batman and go back. Don't play with me.
Now you fucked up Batman in the future because now it's been going on for thousands of years. They're not
gonna document that shit accurately.
You think that black and hieroglyphic comes with five guns? And you
ain't nobody got no motherfucking camera on a battlefield.
They're drawing it on a cage.
They're gonna draw it. They'd be like,
hieroglyphics. Hello.
You fucking up the world for everybody.
They're gonna draw mad freckles. Ain't nobody.
It's gonna be like this.
This one guy dressed like a bat came on the field.
Why wouldn't they say anybody?
He was just.
They absolutely.
It's gonna be stories about you.
That shit'll
be folklore,
nigga. Ain't
have a pizza slice on his chest.
Nigga pull up in a war. He's like, fuck y'all niggas doing.
They not gonna write it down. That's
be like,
that's the craziest
hurt.
Shit they seen all day.
He took his heart out and he ate it.
Now it's black vampires. Now they think we all vampires and shit. Like that's how them stories start. It's just a weird person doing a weird thing.
Okay, go. Imagine going back in time and spreading a rumor and be like, for everything y'all did to blacks, they take over the future. And they kill everybody.
No one's
like,
just gonna kill them now. Then they're just gonna kill. Yeah, they're gonna be like,
gonna
we gotta
ruin everything for us.
Genocide.
To here now. You
to
here, need
stay
to
your
go
ass
ahead
in
go
the
linear.
Present.
Just
all right, man. Teleport.
No, I'm fuck everything up.
But I think
I'm
only gonna
now.
Do...
Now it's too late. You done already took them. You either take them back to Africa or you free everybody and give everybody $1 million.
It's cheaper to kill. They would just kill everybody.
Yeah.
And keep the children and enroll the children into what they need.
Thanks to here.
Damn.
Yep. Your light-skinned freckled ass gonna go fuck it up for the generations to come.
You added another 200 years on to slavery with your dumb ass.
Right, and as soon as he said that, no, that's gonna be the funniest part. As soon as he say that, he disappear.
Because his parents were never born. That's crazy.
Never mind. I'm sorry. I see myself fading away. I'm like, oh, I gotta go back to an hour before now.
Mr. Stark, yeah, fucking it up for everybody.
Yeah, see, I would just go back and observe.
Meg, you can go back. Tahir cannot go back.
I would go backwards to observe, like in hiding, but then I would go forward.
Oh,
I would
so
be in
Meg
the future more.
Observe. I said I wanted to go observe too.
Yo, no, she said
she's
like, you
don't know how to change stuff.
You said, I'm going to go with the blick and my six slices of pizza
in
my
Batman
back.
Costume.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
He's watching slavery with binoculars. Like, they're going to catch you.
Why niggas got no only vision? Y'all do understand black people have been here since the beginning of time. I would go back that far. I'm not going back to nothing that we know in recent history books. I'm going back far, far.
Are you going
far.
Back before Columbus?
Way before that. BC, honey. I'm going BC.
You're going
and K. Your ass too?
Everyone no, was violent. Because black people was, you read your history books, you will see that black people was running
black.
The world.
You
so
know,
none of y'all, none of y'all
them
go back.
Kush. I'm going there.
None of y'all will go back to Easter, like right before Easter.
To see Jesus?
Oh, I'm 100% going to see Jesus.
Yeah, I would be like, dang, that's crazy. Like,
that's the time you want to go. They crucified him.
Now, before that,
I want to meet Jesus.
I want some of the furniture he made. I want some of the woodwork.
Hey, I know that furniture was fire.
And I'm
taking gonna throw rocks at you.
What if he was mid? What if he was a mid carpenter? He was like, this ain't low key.
Hey Lou, low key. I think
this
he was,
is your chair.
Nobody talks about the duvet or the dresser that Jesus made.
No, nigga, that is so literally a mid carpenter. My young Jesus made. Nobody ever said that.
Yeah. He was doing too much other stuff. He was making wine and water. Fuck that
he
chair.
Wasn't focused. He wasn't focused.
So
like, this ain't my true calling. I ain't gonna be here that long.
Oh
this
my God.
That's crazy. Hey, shit. What was it? What if his specialty was like door stoppers? Like, it was just trying.
If this wedge work sucked, that would be crazy. You sit in the chair and it break. You like, damn, Jesus.
Dang, like, dang, I don't know if I can believe you as my savior, but you can't make a chair.
Oh my God!
He was ahead of his time. Look, he was ahead of his time. Wooden thermometers. They was like, "Nigga, what is a thermometer?"
Everybody kept saying, damn Jesus. He was like, hey, man, y'all gonna stop saying damn Jesus.
That's why he started working on miracles, because his carpenter wasn't hitting on shit.
Oh, shit, man. All right, let's put some shit on the shelf.
Put a vote,
man. What we going with, teleporting or time travel?
Teleporting, for sure.
Teleport.
I kind of want to see what Jesus carpentry.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Like, damn, hey. None of it survived till now. That's crazy. Hey,
look. Listen, can you imagine being at the crucifixion of him and be like, hey, y'all fucking up, bro. I'm telling you, y'all should chill. Y'all should chill.
And then they're going to nail you right next to him.
Yeah, no, they got to catch me. Witch. Got that blicky on me.
They
got a blicky. I'm definitely having a blicky.
Why are you always with a blicky? You not gonna have a blicky.
You
the
gonna
mold.
Be shooting in front of Jesus? The law. Like,
hey, Jesus, hey, bro.
What if they couldn't lift his cross though? They were just like, hey,
that's wild, nigga. Fuck.
Hey, we need more wood.
Jesus, come down. Build us another cross. That's
crazy.
Hey,
use that old Jesus chair that it wasn't down from shit. We bring that up here. We need that extra wood.
Hey, imagine going back and seeing Jesus. No one was going to happen. Like, I know, but I can't. If I interfere, then you can't die to save the world.
He already know, though.
Yeah, because he said one of y'all will betray me.
That's a different thing. That's a different thing, Roxy. That was at the last time.
Spoiler alert, it's this thing. Judas is like, what? Runs, there's coins falling out of his pocket.
Look at the silver on this nigga, bro. Check this nigga pockets.
It wasn't even that much money for him to do that. That was crazy.
It wasn't. That nigga got $63, bro.
It wasn't even gold either. It was silver.
Crazy.
Broke ass.
Let's go.
Judas broke as hell.
Judas broke as hell.
Hey, come on, look what I got.
Change
for your homie body.
Damn. That nigga sold his homie out for silver.
Around. Can you imagine the person that fuck around and find out they bloodline is through Jesus? I mean, through Judas.
Ooh, get it out,
you a snitch.
I don't know if he had a bloodline. I think he might have killed himself afterwards.
And
did
fuck you, himself, Pat. Right? I was trying my best.
I was like, what?
He get it out.
God damn.
I have a speech impediment, damn it. Don't do that.
Oh, do you? That makes
no,
sense.
No, his tongue just stupid.
Oh, okay. I was feeling bad. So you're a liar.
Crazy.
I don't want to do this anymore. Let's put it to a vote so I can get out of here.
What was the question? Teleport.
Teleport or time travel?
Time travel.
Teleport.
Teleport. Teleport has it on that one. Shut up, Meg.
Love Quantum Leap. Y'all ever see that show?
I love Quantum Leap.
Yeah.
Not the reboot. The original.
No, the original one is the one I like.
Yeah, the original. Yeah. Shout out to Roxy Hayes for coming through our special guest today, man. Shout out to the OG Squad, Meg Scoop, Lulu Gonzalez, Patrick Cloud. I'm to hear more. And shout out to you guys at home for watching. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
Woo. Hi.
Funny as hell. God damn.